Dawson angled the horse trailer into an extra-long parking spot, straightening his position slightly before killing the engine on the truck. He saw an 18-wheeler parked a few spaces over, but they were the only large vehicles. Otherwise, only cars and small trucks occupied the restaurant's parking lot. He locked the truck with the remote after sliding from the cab. Bolt nickered when he peeked inside the trailer. "Hey, guy, I'll get you out of there soon." He knew the horse had to be restless after 7 hours in the trailer. After grabbing a bite to eat, he'd set up at the fairgrounds and let Bolt have some outside time. The horse was chomping at the bit to get out of the trailer, and Dawson could relate. He was eager to get this rodeo performance out of the way so he could get off the road for a while. His thoughts were heavy with his future when he entered Ma Belle's diner. The heavy aroma of the myriad odors blended into a mélange that was both unique and familiar. Every diner had its own unique smell, but all came from the same sources. Jolene County Fair was the last rodeo of the season. Beyond that, he had no definite plans, except to find somewhere he could hunker down and reevaluate. With a shake of his head, he attempted to dismiss the thoughts as he took a corner booth away from the front counter. The stools housed cowboy types, some looking authentic with dusty boots and frayed jeans, while others just dressed the part. The shine of their boots and immaculate dark blue denims gave them away. Dawson knew he'd present a puzzle to anyone trying to evaluate him. His cowboy hat and denim jacket were new, but dirt caked his black boots, and a seam on the side was coming undone slightly. His jeans were well worn, but his gold belt buckle would indicate he wasn't exactly scraping out a living working the land or tending herds. Maybe they wouldn't have any trouble pegging him, he decided with a shrug. No doubt Dawson stood out as a rodeo man, just like the others who would come into town over the next few days. Like him, they'd be gone by next week, and life would go on for the small town of Jasper, the county seat. Dawson started to lift his hand to get the waitress's attention, but his hand fell to the table with a jerk as a shock of recognition coursed through him. She wasn't looking his way yet, but he knew it was Chloe, even with a three-quarters profile. The short, blonde bob without artificial highlights and pink serving outfit were a far cry from the way he remembered her looking, but he didn't doubt it was her. Time had been good to her. She had retained her lush figure. From what he could tell, she had no visible lines marring her lightly tanned face. Time might have been kind, but clearly circumstances hadn't, since she was waiting tables at a greasy spoon in an obscure Idaho town. He couldn't fathom what could have happened to have her end up here. Just then she looked up, holding up one finger to signal she'd be with him in a second. Her hand trembled, and her green eyes widened. The pad in her hand fell to the floor, and it took her a moment to bend over to retrieve it. When she did, one of the cowboys on a stool at the counter patted her on the butt. Dawson was half out of his seat before common sense returned. He had no claim on her, and no right to be pissed that some stranger had touched her. For all he knew, the handsome young man wasn't a stranger. He might be Chloe's lover. His stomach heaved with nausea at the thought. She smacked the cowboy on the hand, looking anything but playful. He couldn't hear what she told him from this distance, but the man dropped his head and appeared to have mumbled an apology. She went and ruined it by patting his shoulder, but he seemed more subdued when he lifted his head. Dawson half expected her to just ignore him, to leave him sitting in the corner booth until shift change, when he'd become another server's responsibility. To her credit, she squared her shoulders and approached him with a blank expression, as though he was no different from any other customer. "What'll it be?" she asked in a cool tone, positioning her body so he couldn't fully see her face. Or her name tag, he realized with a small smile. "Coffee in the special."